He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is December the 9th. Live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of San Diego, California. And I'm here with Rob Sanford sitting next to me. We're going to do the Friday show here together, at least the first half.
Okay, that's fine.
At least the first half. And then I'll leave.
Actually, maybe. You're here with me today.
I'm here with you today.
That's right. This is Sanford and Son Friday.
Yeah.
Typically, it's Stephen.
It's Sanford and Old Man Friday.
Where is he?
He's got a frog in his throat.
He does.
All right. Well, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Speaking of frogs, it's leaping to a new high again today. It's up 19 points, 19,633. That's getting close to 20,000.
20,000 by Christmas, that's what they're saying.
Wow. S&P up 5, 2,251. The NASDAQ, the NASDAQ's participating today. I think Broadcom had a very good earnings report after hours yesterday. The NASDAQ up 24 points. It's at 5,441, and I can say it again, all-time high. All-time high.
Every day.
That's like the tuna count. 2,700 yellowfin tuna. That means they're just loading the boats with tuna, right?
3,000 albacore.
Those were the days. Crude oil. Even crude oil is hitting a new high. Up 71 cents this morning to $51.55. Gold not happy. The gold bug's not happy at all. In fact, they're downright grumpy these days. $11.66 on gold, down an ounce. Silver's down. Silver's flat. The euro's down. The dollar's up. And lastly, those bonds, those dastardly bonds that are causing people so much grief these days, 2.41% on the 10-year. So, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford today. Rob, you know, you're... in-laws are coming to town.
Oh, they're here. They're safely secured in San Diego now.
I noticed you've been working late, not anxious to go home, get yelled at by your mother-in-law. When are you going to get a decent...
Oh, come on. They're coming to the church Christmas party tomorrow night. They're coming to the church Christmas concert on Sunday night.
Okay.
They went to the school Christmas concert last night.
Now, they're from Sarasota.
Sarasota, Florida. Yes, they are.
Last night, my wife and I, we visited the University Town Center Shopping Center, and one of our favorite places for happy hour. We don't drink, but we love the half-price appetizers.
Oh, sure, yeah, the teasers.
They hate people like us, okay, that come in there. This is the only place in San Diego where you get stone crab claws from Florida.
Mm.
I asked them where they came from, Naples, Florida. Now, we have clients from Naples, Florida.
We do, yes, we do. In fact, clients. That's not too far south of Sarasota.
So we paid $6.50 per claw. I'm glad the crab only has two claws. You
know? That's spendy, buddy.
Yeah, and these were for mediums.
Yeah.
Okay, the large ones were like $12 per claw. I thought, you know what? This Norwegian's not paying $12 a claw.
Oh, but you bust those things open, and that is some sweet crab meat.
Yeah, it was good, and they give you just a little bit of a kind of a mustard sauce.
Mm.
And that it was delicious, and I was thinking of our folks in Florida. They're missing two crab claws today that ended up on Gunderson's plate last night, but they were delicious. They have a night. I think it's Tuesday night this time of year. This is a Trulux stone crab. You ever been there?
I have not.
I got to take you there.
I didn't know it existed.
Yeah, it's right there in UTC, and Tuesday nights, all the crab claws you can eat, and I think it's $75. No, I'm not going to take you there after all. $75 per person.
I'd eat my share.
Yeah.
I tell you, you know, blue crabs in Florida, they are... they're pretty commonplace down there. Here, it's a delicacy. But
we get blue crabs here?
No. We don't have them here. When we get them, they're a delicacy. Down there, every little mom and pop shop on every corner during blue crab season sells the blue crab claws, and it's a big deal down there. Now, I'm sorry, I've been saying blue crab incorrectly. Stone crab.
Oh.
The stone crab are
they're very common down there.
Now, the blue crab are incredibly common. They use them for bait, for tarpon.
Yeah, so if you get like a soft shell crab, is that a blue crab?
No, they're hard. They're crunchy. They're crunchy.
Yeah. You hate to have a poor boy with a crunchy crabs.
Doggone tarpon, love them. You fly line them like an anchovy.
Is that right?
Crazy.
They pinch?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You better watch.
You go to the bait receiver and buy them there, and they've already declawed them, so you can pick them up and put them on your hook.
That's nice.
It's a neat thing. Yeah. I never experienced it until I went and jumped tarpon with blue crab.
Now, out here we have the Dungeness crab
yes.
that come from the Bay Area.
That's right.
I'm not a big... It's good.
It's all right.
It's all right, yeah, but it's not sweet like those.
Like stone crab. Oh, no. My goodness.
Well, it's not sweet for the leader of South Korea this morning. Their first female president is being impeached. Ouch.
She's crabby.
She woke up with a really, because the claws are sinking into her.
Right.
She's been taking money on the side, selling favors.
Oh, my.
I can't imagine anybody doing that.
No,
can you?
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, Fiat, I was going to ask the millennial about this. Fiat, you know those little Fiat cars?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got a friend that drives one.
Where do you put the Christmas packages?
Or the bike.
Yeah, I see you with the bike here. Did you ride to work?
Hey, you got to be careful in case Noah's listening to the radio
show. That's true.
He's not, though.
Okay.
He's at school by now.
We don't want him to know what he's getting for Christmas. I thought, well, Rob's riding his bike to work.
Nah, that's not happening.
Kind of small for you.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Well, Fiat's going to have a new fully electric car. Do you know that there's a mandate in California that by 2030, 40% of us have to be driving electric cars?
You got to be kidding me.
What? That's California.
By when?
I think I'm going to take my combustion car right straight to Texas by then.
Well, when's the deadline for that?
I think it's 2030.
Oh, my goodness.
All electric cars.
I saw a bumper sticker that said, drive a hybrid, I need the fuel.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
there's
like
more
my
fuel
truck.
For us.
That's right.
Right. I saw last night at the mall, one of the stores was a Tesla store.
Oh, my.
That's how they do it. They don't have car lots. And I walked in with my wife. It has those gold wings, though. Those are pretty neat.
They are, yeah.
And Lynn's not much one for cars.
I want to go to the F-250 store. The F-250 4x4 store.
You can drive down the center of the mall.
Right over the top of a Prius.
Down all the green EDC. Okay, Coca-Cola announces a new, stepping down. A couple of CEOs got canned overnight. That is Mukhtar Kent. Now, Coca-Cola is headquartered in Atlanta, where we're heard every day. Have we talked to Atlanta recently?
Pretty regularly. We got a lot of listeners in Atlanta.
Not as much as we used
to.
No,
we just got a new client from Atlanta this week, though.
Okay. Yep. Well, maybe Mukhtar Kent will be moving his rollover 401k to us. He's been released as the Coca-Cola CEO. And news, Coca-Cola's up today. How would you feel if you were Mukhtar and you woke up and you've been canned?
Well, no, you're using a play on words there. He's been canned.
He's been canned.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been six-packed.
Rather than bottled. Now,
yeah.
I heard he's staying on the board, though. That's what I heard on the news.
Oh, he's staying on the board?
That's right.
Okay.
That's
Is
what
it
I heard.
A water board or a regular board?
Yeah.
Now, you had your first Mexican Coke.
Yes.
What's the difference?
And I've got another with cane sugar. It doesn't have that high fructose corn syrup. Gobbledygook.
It was so funny. I bought your boys or told your boys about it. They're drinking. Oh, this is the best thing I've ever had. Then I told them, hey, did you know that the Snicker bars in Mexico use the same cane sugar? They take one bite. Oh, I got to get one for mom. I got to bring one
home.
You
know, we go down to Mexico. We take all this healthy stuff, apples and bananas. And what does Bill do? Bill takes them to a Mexican convenience store. Now, that's what Uncle Bill, he takes him to a
Mexican Coke and a Mexican Snicker bar.
Well, and those Mexican sodas.
Oh.
And by the time we get back in the truck, my boys are bouncing off the walls on Mexican sugar.
They didn't narc on me to your wife, did
they? No, they said, we love Bill.
Now you know why I was such a popular scoutmaster. I was talking to this guy. There's a scoutmaster that, you know, he's been around a long time in that area. And Van Ever goes, the guy's all scouting and no fun.
Right.
And I said, well, Jim, I was just the opposite. No fun. Scouting at all fun. But I was one of the most popular scoutmasters of all time.
Yeah,
you know?
I can see that.
The kids eating Snicker. Then one time one of the mothers said, when's my son going to be an Eagle Scout? You know? I said, I don't know, but he knows about Mexican Snicker bars. Panera Bread. Here's another one. Hey, do we have a Panera Bread around here?
I haven't seen one. We used to have one right across the street. I think there is one.
Over by the flower first. I don't know. They replaced their guy, too. And I don't know. Look, it was in my book in 2011. It was actually one of the great stocks of all time out of St. Louis. The pride of St. Louis. Did you know that? The spirit of St. Louis, Panera Bread?
Maybe he was loafing.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk about Alzheimer's.
Okay.
There was a big Alzheimer's conference in San Diego. Bill Gutterson, Rob Sanford, we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, not a good day. South Korea leader gets impeached. Coca-Cola leader gets canned. And the Panera guy gets toasted. So you still got your job. But I see you're riding a bike.
That's right.
Hey, we're going back to Gonzaga, man.
The return to Gonzaga. After Christmas.
Yeah. And we're going to take some new people that have never been down there. You know what? Those stone crabs were good, but those shrimp in Gonzaga Bay on that hot tortilla.
Oh, my goodness. Now, here's the deal. David and Candace, this new family that's going to go down with us, they've lived in San Diego for 7.5 years, and they've never crossed the border.
I've crossed it 1,000 times.
And they never have, once. And so they're so excited to go down there and see what Mexico's all about.
Most of the border crossing's the other way.
That's right.
It's underneath and over. Well, you know what? Hey.
So a few more shrimp tacos and a couple more trigger fish.
Those shrimp were unbelievable.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Well, bad news yesterday in San Diego. In fact, you know, the place where we go, Trulux, a lot of the biotech execs eat there. Because it's right in the center of where all the biotech stuff is. And Biogen yesterday, or today, is up 4%. Presentation of positive data on Alzheimer's disease at a meeting in San Diego yesterday.
Hmm.
And at the same time, at that same meeting, Eli Lilly announced bad news on their Alzheimer's candidate. And it's down today. So, you know what? Hey, San Diego is a hotbed. Maybe someday, you know, what an awful disease.
Oh, my goodness.
I talked to a friend of mine, and I knew his mother pretty well. I haven't seen her in a long time. And I figured she's not alive anymore. I asked him, I said, how's your mom doing? He said, well, she passed away about 2 or 3 years ago. She had Alzheimer's for 13 years.
Oh, my goodness.
She was the sweetest lady I ever knew. Just a sweet lady. Broadcom beats by 9 cents, and they beat on revenues, and that is helping propel. You know, I noticed the semiconductor stocks. The technology sector is a big sector. You know, you've got the Amazon, which is considered a tech stock, even though it's really a retail stock. Amazon has not participated in this move. You know, Trump has always said they're a monopoly. I'm going to go after them. Hasn't participated. Facebook has not participated in this move at all. A lot of the big tech giants have not participated.
Why do you think that is, Bill?
I think it's because, well, several reasons. Because of Trump. And I think money is going out of those tech stocks and into banks and financials. I mean, that's a gusher. That's a gusher.
Oh, it is.
Going into those areas of the market. And I think there's a little bit of fear that they're going to lose their supply of skilled but cheaper labor, you know, coming from foreign countries on these work permits. And I think the higher interest rate environment is also impacting the technology stocks. But the one area slice of technology that I do see working, and I still have quite a bit of exposure, there's the semiconductor sector. I don't have a lot of exposure, but I have a little bit. That's the one area. And you know what? I still find value there. I continue to own STM, microelectronics. So you can see it has participated in this rally in tech or in the market here recently. One of the few tech stocks that actually has. And if we look at Broadcom, which is AVGO, you can see it. That's pretty good there.
Sure.
But you can also see it's hitting its ceiling here. And I don't know if it's going to break out through there. I just don't favor the tech stocks right now. You know, it's basic industries. Now, in 5 minutes, I'm going to take leave from you guys. I'm going to go lock myself in my room, and I'm going to write the newsletter for this week. You know what? I mean, I told my wife last night, I said, if you're not, honey, if you're not in the banking sector, like she really cares. You know, she's worried about her spinach salad. If you're not in the banking sector, if you're not in the financial sector, if you're not in the industrials, you're not participating. If you're in gold, you're downright grumpy. If you're in the bond market, you should be downright mad that nobody's minding the mint. It's a very narrow advance, but you know what? My app pointed exactly to these sectors long ago.
You called it weeks ago.
And said, here it is. Here's the sectors to be in, and luckily we're parked there, and we're taking advantage as much as we can. Now, it's getting difficult to find things to buy for me. You know, I'm fully invested, but we've had new money come in. I don't throw it in all. I don't throw it all in on day one.
I heard you talking to that guy yesterday.
Methodically, wait for pullbacks, wait for new things to come along. And I did find about three yesterday that I bought, and they'll be in the newsletter this weekend. And I'll have my macro picture in the newsletter. You know what I'm anxious to see? The expectations have changed wildly on the market. But has anything changed concrete? Have earnings estimates actually? We'll see. You know, I'm going to do my update here today. Sometimes the analysts will start moving their estimates a little bit higher because the sentiment is so good right now. But we'll see. I put out a target price on the Dow of 21,000 2 weeks ago. And here we are closing in on 20,000 already. And, of course, my target price on the S&P, I list that every week. It's going to be interesting to see if we've seen any movement in earnings estimates yet. You know, not just expectations, but estimates going higher. So I'll be reporting on that in the newsletter. You know, there's a lot of people out there. You know, the people I feel sorry for, and I know I hate to beat this horse to death, but asset allocation.
It's silly. It's just silly. We've talked to so many people that are still in bonds, that are still in this great big computer program with nobody minding the helm of the ship, nobody watching.
Well, they're minding it. They're rebalancing it every 3 months.
Oh,
so obviously, with the bond market cratering right now, they're buying more bonds.
That
to
guy
bring...
you talked to yesterday, he couldn't even get a return phone call from his money manager. Drove him crazy.
No, well, it's all on autopilot.
It is.
Even the phone calls are on autopilot. Leave a message here. We'll get back to you in 3 months. You know what? He said to me, you answered your phone.
I said, your cell phone.
I give everybody my cell phone number, you know, and other guys out there going, how can you do that? Well, you know what? That's just the way
that's
I believe
job.
In doing business. I said, anytime you have a question about the market or what I'm doing here, pick up your phone and give me a call. I sit here at my desk all day. Why can't I? I mean, I can do several things at once. And, you know, normally I wear my headphones, so I have hands free, and I can be looking at charts while I'm talking to people. So that's just the way we do things. We've had other people. We had another guy that called us, remember, and he said the service at the place where he was at was so bad. He's been handed off to one guy, and he left. Now he's with another guy, and he left, and it sounds like the DMV. And I said, well, I've been here for 20 years. I don't plan on going anywhere. So anyways, look, I hate to toot my own horn, but you can get in touch with one of us. If I'm busy, I send you off. If it's a real problem, I send you off to Steven.
That's right.
He gets all the
If
you
the
just
garbage.
Need a check, you know, where's my check, my monthly check? Let me have you talk to Steven.
That's right.
Poor guy gets hammered. Well, he's going to come in here and sit down and just nod his head yes or no.
That's okay? Good.
Even though his voice is gone. All right, I'm off to write the newsletter. I hope people get it.
Oh, they will. Okay. We'll promote it.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in beautiful Carlsbad, California. For those of you that are watching on YouTube or maybe seeing our online video, the scene behind us here, done by world-famous Ed, our engineer tech guy that does our videos and our feed that goes out over YouTube and the podcast. He overlays this beautiful scene of the Carlsbad flower fields behind us. If you've ever wondered what in the world are all those flowers from, that's just right across the street from our office here in Carlsbad, and we have the ocean to the west and the flower fields to the east. So it's one of the most beautiful places in the world to live and to do business up here in North County, San Diego, California. So if you're just joining us, it's Sanford and Son Friday. It's the day that Bill has an opportunity to sort of sequester himself in the secret bunker and begin work on the newsletter that goes out to thousands and thousands of folks all over the country. Actually, all over the world. We send this the Best Stocks Now newsletter to folks all over the world. We have folks in almost every country imaginable, at least the common ones, the ones that have the ones that have internet anyway. And so Bill's working on the newsletter. He's just across the hall in his office, closed the door. He's typing away, fire flying from his fingertips, as Charlie Daniels would say. And he's working on the newsletter for tomorrow delivery. Now, what he does with the Best Stocks Now newsletter is we send it out in email form. Invariably, every single week, we have someone call and ask us to mail it to them. And what the average person probably doesn't realize is that the newsletter could be 50, 60, even 70 pages long. And you think, oh my goodness, why in the world would I want to get something like that? Well, the first page or two, in fact, the first half a page, is really Bill's analysis and commentary on the market, on what's been happening the previous week, what's going to happen in the next week. And then after that, there's a lot of pictures, a lot of graphs, a lot of charts, a lot of commentary about the charts. And then the individual sectors, the individual portfolios, the individual segments in the market. And he does a lot of individual stock as well, and does some analysis opinion on what's happening with those stocks and those sectors and those various portfolios that he describes in his newsletter. And so it's not just 70 pages of hard written type. There's a lot of pictures and easy things, graphs to understand. Really, if you're a novice in the stock market, if you don't have a lot of information to go on, this is a great place to start. If you're not getting it, go to GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. And click on the Contact Us tab and subscribe. It's that easy. If you want to talk to Bill, if you're interested in maybe having Bill manage your portfolio, or maybe even just look over your portfolio, which I recommend highly, go ahead and click on the Become a Client or the Potentially Become a Client. Fill out a little bit of information about yourself. There's a little paragraph section there at the bottom. You can tell us your age, where you live, what your investment portfolio looks like or doesn't look like if you haven't started on one yet. And Bill will kind of guide you through the next steps of your financial life. He'll give you the opportunity to maybe roll over your 401k into an IRA or to manage your IRA a little differently than it has been in the past. Or maybe you've got an inheritance or a little bit of money stuffed in a mattress someplace and you want to start a little brokerage account and have Bill manage it for you to where it comes out at the end of the day a little nicer than it would have if you manage it yourself. You know, it's kind of like hiring a dry cleaner or a laundry service to do your laundry. You know the underwear is not going to end up pink. You know that the darks aren't going to get bleached. You know, you know that you're going to end up with very nicely wrapped, crisp, ironed clothes at the end of the day. Or I explain it like this. I said, you know, I always prided myself in having the greenest, nicest, most well-edged lawn in the neighborhood. That was just kind of one of my calling cards. Any house that I've ever lived in or owned in my life, I've loved to have a beautiful front lawn. And so I go down and I get the Scotts Turf Builder and I get the ammonia sulfate or the sulfate of ammonia, whatever you call it. And I fertilize and I weed and I edge. I buy one of those edgers and mow the lawn. And I make sure all the lines in the lawn kind of all go the same direction or on an angle. So it looks like the outfield of a major league ballpark, you know. I make it look really nice. But the day came when I decided that I was going to hire a gardener. You know, busy life, coaching Little League, involved with scouts, school programs, and all the things that you have to do as a dad in this world. And I decided, you know, I'm going to hire a gardener. I'm going to hire a guy to take care of my lawn for me. And the first couple of weeks, it was terrible because I would plan on coming home on Thursday or Friday in a summer after, and it's still light for a couple of days, and I'd get home. Boy, I'd turn the corner, and oh my goodness, my lawn had been mowed. Everything had been taken care of. It was edged. All the clippings were taken away. It had been fertilized. The sprinklers were even on. It was being watered. I thought, man, I should have been doing this for a long time. I could actually go and do something fun or go out to dinner or enjoy the evening a lot better as a result of having somebody take care of my lawn for me. So it's kind of the same with Bill. Sure, you could put in the time, you could put in the research, you could put in the effort to really learn all that he's had to learn in the last three decades about the stock market, about investing. And you could probably do a pretty good job if you put the kind of time that he does into it yourself. But really, is that what you want to do in your remaining hours of daylight or in your spare time on a Saturday? Or really, to do it right, you have to do it every day. You have to spend time doing it every single day and researching it every single day. Is that really what you want to do? Or for the very nominal fee that Bill charges to manage, to take care of your financial lawn, why not just have Bill do it? Why not have Bill manage your IRA, your investment accounts, your brokerage account, your 401k, whatever it is? Have him manage it for you, and you get to come home and relax, or go on vacation, go play golf, go visit your grandkids, not worry about it. And when you come home at the end of the day, you don't have to look at the overgrown lawn and get the lawnmower out and work on it yourself. So I think there's something to be said about having the peace of mind of a captain at the helm, somebody actively and professionally managing your portfolio. And Bill will not toot his own horn. He will not promote his services the way that I can do for him on these Fridays. And I've seen him take care of folks' finances in a way that is calming and helpful and ethical. It's one of those things that, seeing it from the back room, so to speak, seeing it from the inner workings of Gunderson Capital Management, I see the kind of effort and work ethic that he puts into the fiduciary responsibility that he has in taking care of folks' retirement money or investment money or money that they need to live on. And he takes it as a solemn and sacred obligation. He doesn't just flippantly go throughout his day. He's the kind of guy that puts a lot of heart and soul into what he does. And if you're not considering using Bill as a money manager, I personally think you kind of got to be a knucklehead, because he's one of those very unique guys that don't come along very often. So start like this. Get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Maybe even send over a statement that you have from one of the big box brokerage firms or whoever is managing your IRA right now. Send over a statement, and Bill will literally get on the phone with you and walk through your investments item by item. He'll go through your investments stock by stock. And frankly, he'll probably give you some pretty bitter medicine. He'll tell you, hey, look, this is doing fine, but I'd sure dump this other stuff. And really kind of give you a checkup on what's going on in your financial world right now. So, Gunderson Capital Management, 4855-611-BEST. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A chicken story coming up in just a minute. Be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Tell you, there's no better bumper music than Steely Dan. Now, I know there's some classic rock that we come in and out of here on the Best Docs Now radio hour, but the musicians that Donald Fagen and Walter Becker put together as part of Steely Dan, man, oh man, second to none. Just an incredible group of musicians over the years. I saw Steely Dan perform live with my wife. They didn't perform live with my wife. I took my wife to see them perform live. She did not perform with them. And and it turns out that this is a few years ago here in San Diego, and Bill was at the same concert. We didn't even know we were at the same concert. We talked about it the other day. And I guess there's some cover band that's coming to town here in San Diego that is a dead knockoff of Steely Dan. They've got Walter Becker and Donald Fagen nailed, and we're going to go see them. I think it's in the next week or so, so that should be a fun time. Nevertheless, you're listening to Rob Sanford filling in for Bill Gunderson on the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Bill is working on the newsletter. Steven, this is normally Sanford and Son Friday, where the young gun, Steven Gunderson, is in here filling in with me, and he has been sick all week long. I've been barely staying off of the sick side of the street with him. And Lisa's been sick. We've had a kind of a cold flying around in here. Now, based on all of the bizarre herbs and vitamins that Bill takes, he never gets sick. And I've been pounding the vitamin C and trying to stay well on my side of things. But it finally caught up with Steven today. He lost his voice and is unable to speak. Although he's in the office next door, I recommend you call and ask for Steven and make him talk on the phone today. Oh, my goodness. So Bill's working on the newsletter, the Best Docs Now newsletter. If you're not getting it or you want to get it, call Lisa at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. Or just go to GundersonCapital.com and click on the newsletter subscription tab. Now, you can also listen to the daily radio shows. I know we have a lot of folks in a lot of markets that travel around in different spots, and we're only in so many cities. We're in a lot of major cities all over the United States, but some folks kind of like to keep up with what Bill has to say. So you can listen on the app, the Best Docs Now app, through either the Google Play Store or the Android Marketplace or the Apple. I don't know. You know how to get an app on a smartphone. Or you can listen on, for example, iHeartRadio or the individual radio apps that are out there, and just search for Bill Gunderson and listen to the daily radio show that way, or subscribe to the podcast. And lastly, if you actually want to see us do the radio show in our little Carlsbad studio, you can go on YouTube. Bill Gunderson has a YouTube channel. So you can watch us. I don't know why you'd want to, but if you are up in the middle of the night and you really want to guarantee yourself of not being able to fall asleep again, you're welcome to go on YouTube and watch us do the radio show on a daily basis from our little studio here in Carlsbad, California. Now, last Friday, we told you a little chicken story. You know, we're the quintessential urban rednecks. We're the ones that have the house by the beach near a big city, but have chickens and vegetables and a garden behind our house. And as my wife tends that garden, and cares for those chickens, and does it amidst a basketball hoop and bicycles and skateboards and surfboards and camping equipment and all the other goofy stuff we have at the Sanford household. We have the chickens in a Taj Mahal of a chicken coop, and we name our chickens, of course. That way they can be guaranteed of never being eaten. You can't eat something that you name. And we had a sick chicken last week. And if you recall, I'm not going to go through the whole story again, but we decided to become Google veterinarians and fix our own chicken. Much like folks try and manage their own portfolios. And we didn't know whether or not the chicken was going to live. And I have had countless emails throughout the week. How's the chicken doing? Based on all of the remedies and know-how that we learned via YouTube and Google and the folks at PetSmart, and I'm sorry, Petco, and all of the stuff we bought, and we rubber gloved it and put that chicken in our bedroom and let it live in a crate in the house for a couple of days, and I know, it's crazy. Nevertheless, the chicken did recover. So her name is Perch, by the way. So she likes to sit up on perches more so than her friends in the coop. So we named her Perch. We have one named Nugget, and that's Chicken Nugget. And we had one named Daisy. But then we have Chicken Taco, and we have Chicken Flauta, and other various. We haven't named one Soup yet. I guess we need to name our next chicken Soup. Nevertheless, our good chicken Perch did recover, and it was slow going for a while, and she looked a little ratty around the feather area, but she has recovered. Now, my whole point last week was hiring a professional to do the jobs that you're really not quite sure that you can accomplish on your own. Hire a professional. You'll save yourself money in the end. You'll certainly save yourself grief. And most importantly, you will save yourself the question mark or the variable of not knowing for sure if what you're doing is the right thing to do. And that's really the key to hiring a professional money manager like Bill. Sure, you could take care of your financial chicken yourself. You could go and buy all of the stuff and all of the software and research and go through all jump through all the hoops to take care of your financial world yourself. But really, even after you do that, you're not 100% sure that what you are doing is going to end up with the right result. In the end, right? You're not 100% sure. Kind of a little bit worried that maybe you're not doing it right. Well, if you hire a guy like Bill to manage your finances, to manage your IRA, your 401k, your investment accounts, your brokerage accounts, at least you can sleep at night knowing that it is in the best possible hands. That if there's any shot at your financial chicken making it and living, at least you've hired the right veterinarian, right? I mean, that's kind of the analogy that I used. So, yes, our chicken lived. Would it have been a little easier and a little more confident if we hired a professional? I think so. So if you want to hire a professional, call 855-611-BEST. Talk to Lisa, talk to myself, talk to Steven, or just go to GundersonCapital.com. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford. Have a great weekend, everyone.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.